put so much in a cup, and we'll outrun that cotton and throw that stuff on. And they say that stuff would freeze where it hit hell, you know.
Yeah.
Man, the cows just have fits in it. But when they go a little ways and all that over with, the next night they back in your field again. If they once break in your field, you can't keep them out. You can't keep them out of there.
Did people ever do anything with a hog liver, like make any kind of sausage or pudding out of it?
They used to do it with the blood, not the liver. I didn't know, you know, I didn't remember doing anything. They used to make what they call a blood pudding.
How'd they do that?
They would, when they stabbed a hog, they would take a container, stick up on, you know, when they stab, stick them on there and catch that thing full of blood. Just now, I never would eat none of it. I didn't go for that.
Didn't sound
too good. And they would take that blood and put it in a pot. They'd cook it slow and they'd put a season in it, you know, and boil it until that blood get thick, you know. You could cut it with a knife, you know. Boil it slow, cook it slow, and you cut that stuff with a knife. And it was called, that's the reason they didn't throw nothing away on a hog, called blood pudding. Blood pudding. I don't even see none of that stuff in those stores now. I don't even know whether they threw it in or not. I don't believe they do. I don't think so, man. I never would eat it. I was kind of curious about eating stuff like that, anyhow. I never would eat that blood pudding. Mm-mm. No, my God.
what would people say about their meat if they kept it too long? If they had done got
stale, tainted. Now you had. Well, you could easy get your meat tainted, you know. Not too many years ago, I got over some meat he bought out the store. It was tainted, you know. But it wasn't so bad, but if you can get it so bad that you can't eat it, you know. But you get it just a little bit, it seemed like to me it puts a taste to it. When we kids coming up, you get tainted just a little bit. It was real good that way. Real good. Tainted.
So tainted wouldn't necessarily be spoiled?
Well, it would. No, it wouldn't. It would be on the spoiled side, but we would call it tainted, you know. I don't know why we use that name, tainted, but it would be on the spoiling side, you know. That's the way it'd be going, you know. It'd be spoiling, but we'd say it was tainted. Then if it get too bad, it'd be on the spoiling side, you know. We just couldn't eat it, but if it's just a little bit, it's still going on the spoiling side, but we'd say it's a little tainted. This meat a little tainted. I use it now if I get any meat that spoiled a little bit, I'd say it's tainted.
And would your butter do that if you kept it too long?
Butter would get rancid. That's the name we would use for butter, you know, rancid. But it was tainted too, you know. It was going on the bad side. But we wouldn't say the butter was tainted. We say it was rancid. Uh-huh.